I didn't write down the entire list of things that were concerns, so I don't know if you wanted to. How about if we talk about the things that you really feel like we could actually work through today with operations here? I think that there was a mention of the tour buses. Greg, do you want to speak to that?
Sure. So our buses, when they arrive here, they're using a separate off, so they're not on. And about 5 minutes before they go, we turn them back on. So, although that we're kind of self-policing ourselves, one suggestion you could put into your operating agreement with ships is just a 5-minute idle rule, either in the town of Rockland, as a general rule of thumb, where every bus has to be shut off for 5 minutes after it arrives. Mm-hmm. Or only should turn on 5 minutes before it leaves, and then it's already in place for everyone here in Rockland, and it's things that are not unusual for the industry. Bar Harbor has an ordinance like that, and then also the National Park we do the same thing. And then we pretty much do that everywhere we go. So in Portland, Maine, at Portland Headlight, it's a dirt parking lot. You keep those buses running, you're going to have a whole sandstorm. So we do self-police ourselves in that situation. So I think that we've really done a good job of managing that part of it. So if it comes back that you hear that our buses are sitting there idling, I would love to just know about it so we don't.
I think that would be great.
Yeah. That's coincidentally, I spoke with our city attorney just a couple of days ago about 4 separate ordinance amendments that I wanted to propose and move forward, and one of them was about idling buses, idling trucks. I know that from looking at our state mandates, our state statutes, that it's part of the state, so it would be somewhat redundant, but it's always good to get that into the Rockland system, if you will, so it doesn't happen quickly. Anything that comes up before council takes 90 days, of course, even if it's passed quickly, so it wouldn't affect, I don't think, this summer. But knowing, as we did, I went with last summer on some of the buses with a member of the chamber, that we just asked the bus drivers, what's the general policy? And they said, well, you know, unless it's really inclement weather, and there are provisions for really inclement weather, if it's really cold or if it's really hot, then there's exceptions. But generally, it is a 5-minute rule. And once we chatted with them, they said, you're right, I'm not at 5 minutes, and they shut it down. So it was very much self-policing and bringing awareness, and just so you all know, I think we're probably going to put something before council to address not only idling buses, but then it affects delivery trucks and other things, according to what the state mandate is.
So that applies to buses regardless of why they're in Rockland, right? Because I think it's fair to say that probably there's an equal or greater number of buses that come here with road-based
trips, loading downtown,
Can I ask you a question? So, it's my understanding that the bus has to be on, or the energy has to be servicing the bus at some point, somehow the battery, the motor, to run the handicap ramp. Is that?
That's correct. So, if you have a handicap, yes, the bus has to be on the whole time. So, in those situations with the ADA requirements, your ordinance would be out of the window in that situation. But I think that's but at the same time, you need to make sure that your ship can allow that guest to get off the ship and then all of the requirements. And 98% of the times, the cruise lines will determine whether or not they're going to allow that guest off the ship. And a lot of times, they don't come off the ship in tender ports just because of the additional amount of challenges or process that it takes to get them. From an operations standpoint, from a tour company, we will secure motor coaches that can support that wheelchair guest in all these ports, but the cruise line then will come to us and ask us that.
You get a heads up then.
We do.
So with Lisa, she's planning on putting an ordinance ahead, and everything takes a year. Would that be something before the ordinance goes into place for Rockland that you would discuss with your drivers and say, you know, police yourselves for the next year? You've done. Thanks.
So from my perspective, we're already following that process. So we're not in that situation. So when they come in here, you have drivers that are going to come from away. You have a driver that's come here, comes here all the time, and they're going to forget. And so we try to make sure that we remind them. but at one level, you know, they all know that they should have them off. The motor coach companies, it also costs them money. So every single time a bus idles, that costs money. So they're really shutting those down. And even if they're in a parking lot at the pier in Portland, away from all everybody, we still shut them down. So it's really that situation. And then if it's a really cold day or a hot day, depending on the situation, we then tell the guests there's an ordinance in place. The bus is going to be warm until it gets going, and you have to deal with that. So we're really trying to do the job. But for your ordinance, we'll make a notation about the ADA buses so that they understand that when the ADA buses need to be used, the bus has to be on.
It supersedes. I understand that's the way it's written in the state ordinance as well, so we're going to model that. Thank you.
And then the other thing is, since we're talking about buses, and I'm more than happy to take anyone's questions. So over the course of the years, we really looked at efficiencies for our operations and how can we use the least amount of motor coaches to support the cruise ship's length of port call and also the number of guests that want to go on tours. We figured out ways, so instead of just having a bus go from Rockland to Camden, sit there for 4 hours and come back, we figured out a way that we can use that bus 2 or 3 times during the day. So that we're trying to figure out a way that we can then use that bus over and over again. So instead of having, say, 15 or 20 motor coaches here in Rockland, we're now down to 5 to 7 or 4 or 3. Mm-hmm. So it's less than 10 buses from my perspective that are coming in. And then those buses are going to kind of the marquee places that they want to go to. So a lot of them are going to Camden. They're going to Mount Batty. They're also going to Owl's Head and the Owl's Head Transportation Museum.
Saladora
Winery. They're also going south down to the Botanical Gardens and then to Wiscasset for a lobster roll. So we're really trying to diversify the program of tours that are being accommodated. And then we also have tours that just go for a transfer to Camden. You know, everyone really thinks that, wow, I come to Rockland, I want to go to Camden. But the guests don't really know what Camden's all about. And so a lot of times they explore here as opposed to walk. And they're becoming more savvier. So although the cruise lines have their own shore excursions, guests are now, especially in the U.S. ports, are doing things on their own. So the number of buses and tours are going down as well. But the ridership of the different experiences in the community is increasing or staying the same. So that's kind of in a nutshell what we're doing here.